Welcome to the Center in the City podcast. I'm your host, Wade Brill, and during this series, I'll be interviewing various thought leaders, wellness experts, and humans on how they practice sustainable self-care and mindfulness. We'll get real and raw, talk about the light and the shadow side of self-care and mindfulness, and how we can actually stay centered amid the chaos and the hustle and bustle of our modern day world. So settle in and get centered. This podcast episode is brought to you by Centered in the City, a virtual on-demand self-care and mindfulness platform with different meditations, journaling prompts, nourishing recipes, and Pilates flows, all designed to support you feeling calm, focused, and energized as you live your life in this modern day world. For more information, head on over to centeredinthecity.com and claim your 7-day free trial. Welcome back to the Centered in the City podcast. I am so glad you are here. Today is going to be a short, very powerful, and sweet solo episode exploring this concept of enoughness. This concept has been really present in my one-on-one coaching sessions recently, and I'm inspired to talk about it in hopes that it helps more people start to think about where are we getting trapped in our lives in this not enough conversation, and where can we start to tap into feeling enough and allowing there to be enough in the moment. So let's settle in and let's get centered. So when I say the word enough, you know, the dictionary defines enough as this quality that satisfies, this quality that's sufficient, necessary. And so there's a lot about judgment here and discernment of like what is going to satisfy, what quality, what quantity is going to be sufficient. And of course, how we judge and discern that number or amount or feeling is based on our personal experiences. It's based on our past. It's based on a lot of our assumptions. It's based on how we see the world. What might be enough food for you on your dinner plate might be very different from somebody else who has been starving and who hasn't had a full dinner plate. And I give this as an example because there isn't one answer here. It's based on the individual and it's based on the needs met. And again, it's based on our conditioning. So I welcome you to just even pause here and notice when I say the words enough, how does that feel in your body? What do you notice is the somatic experience of enough? For me, enough feels just like a gentle pressure in my chest, and there's ease in my body, and there's this sense of I don't need to hold on to anything. So there's like a limpness in my body, and there's contentment, and just kind of like a flat kind of hum sensation. For others, maybe as you're listening to this, enough might feel like a really full belly, like so much that you need to unbuckle that first button on your pants. Or enough is like so much energy in your face and glee. Or maybe enoughness also feels like really small and content. When I pack to get ready to go on a silent meditation retreat, I notice this impulse to want to pack so much. Like I need this extra clothing that's going to feel really comfortable and it's going to make me feel really secure, or I need to bring X, Y, and Z or this face cream and this to feel really luxurious or whatever it is. And when I actually get on retreat, I'm reminded how amazing it is to keep life really simple and how little I actually need. Yet when I go back into the quote-unquote real world, I'm reminded of how much I want. I'm reminded of how things make me happy, and or the illusion of things make me happy. And I want to collect more experiences, and I want to try more restaurants, and I want to see more beautiful things, and I want to have more adventures, and I want to try new recipes, and right, there's just life that I want to live full scale. And when we take this word enough and we put it next to the word more, it's like we tend, and I say we as in North American culture, Western culture, we tend to want more and more, and specifically American culture. We want more, and more means enough. When we have more, we are enough. When we do more, we are enough. And we can end on this hedonic treadmill of always needing to collect and do more to be enough. Lynn Twist has a really beautiful book called The Soul of Money. And in it, she talks about this idea that we in American culture, you know, tie our sense of worth to our outcomes, to our productivity. And we wake up in the morning with such anxiety because we feel this need and impulse to do, and we do, and we work really hard to make a lot of money so we can buy more. And then when we have the big house and we have the big car, we then need a big storage area because we need a place to store all of our shit. And we constantly need more. And yet we put our head on the pillow at night and we don't feel enough. And we stay in this cyclical cycle that is really draining and depleting. And in my work with my coaching clients, as well as doing a lot of corporate resiliency, beat burnout workshops, this tends to be one of the biggest factors. I mean, yes, this is a huge issue with our macro culture of capitalism and the doing, but we self-absorb this messaging and we feed this messaging inside of us, myself included, around needing to do, burning ourselves out, trying to feel worthy, trying to feel enough, trying to have our head above the water. And part of this burning energy that happens is also because of fear. We don't live in a culture that creates a lot of social support. So we need to work really hard in order to just have some level of security as a baseline. But then once we have that, we collect all these things, we collect these big houses, and then we need to maintain them. And that energy to keep it going, to keep it up, and to then even grow, just fosters a lot of pressure. So within this big system that we live in, can we each take our own personal responsibility to explore what does enough mean for you? What does enough mean for you? Not my neighbor, not my coworker, not the people I follow on social media. What does enough mean for you? The late Thich Nhat Hanh, who was and still is a very important Zen Buddhist meditation teacher, who's written many books, and in his book, The Miracle of Mindfulness, An Introduction to the Practice of Meditation, he has this quote that says, "Be yourself. Life is precious as it is. All the elements of your happiness are already here. There is no need to run, strive, search, or struggle. Just be. Just being in the moment, in this place, is the deepest practice of meditation. Most people cannot believe that just walking as though you have nowhere to go is enough. They think that striving and competing are normal and necessary. Try practicing aimlessness for just a few minutes, and you will see how happy you are during those 5 minutes." So just notice what comes up for you as I read that quote. For some of you, you might notice like, aimlessness, that creates more anxiety for me. Or, yeah, that sounds nice, but if I'm not working hard, then I'm going to get left behind. Or, I love working hard. It gives me so much energy and meaning in my life. I like pushing myself. I like that sense of drive to see how hard or how fast I can go. So just noticing your thoughts, physical sensations, emotions, letting them all be here, not making anything right, wrong, good, or bad. You know, the wanting mind is so powerful. We all have it as humans. It reaches for things, right? It wants that cookie. It wants that cute pair of pants. It wants that vacation. And I don't think it's bad to want. I don't think we should put guilt or shame or pressure on ourselves for wanting. For me, it's the energy behind the wanting. Are we wanting because we're constantly looking for something to fill us, to give us identity or purpose? Are we wanting and needing more and more because, again, we're looking for this place of enough? Are we wanting just out of pure pleasure and enjoyment? So there's, again, nothing wrong. It's just about paying attention to where is that wanting coming from. For me, I know I am a pleasure seeker. You know, I want the yummy food. I want the nice vacation spot. I want that warm, yummy, cozy, whatever it is, right? That fills me up. And sometimes I can notice that this wanting energy can feel like a cat scratching on its scratching post, like vigorously needing attention and energy. Or I can also see that this wanting is just a kind of heart yearning. Or sometimes the wanting is coming from boredom. Or sometimes the wanting is coming from my ego and a sense of like meaning. Not from my heart-based purpose meaning, but just from a sense of like, I need something to define me or distract me or give me that place of dopamine. I think one of the pitfalls that we as humans, especially in this modern day world with constant stimulation, is that we can get the thing that we're wanting, but we don't actually absorb it. We don't fully enjoy its gifts, its insights, its yumminess. We quickly move on to the next thing. We don't have that full attention span to be with it. And so when we quickly move on, we're then like running and we're like, okay, I want the next thing now and the next thing and the next thing, because we're not actually letting the thing in the past fill us up, fill our cup, create that enoughness. We can think about this in terms of food. You know, I love talking about food, but when we're sitting to eat a meal, if we're sitting in front of a TV or our computer, and we're just housing it, we're rushing through each bite, we're not actually paying attention to it. And so our body and our brain take a while to sync up when we're eating, right? So we typically don't feel full or fully satiated until that 10, 15 minute mark after we eat. So that's why eating slow and really chewing our food can support us, because it, one, slows down the process so that our eyes and our hands and our mouth and our belly and our digestive system can link up and know, oh, we're actually full. But when we just house something in 3 minutes, I know when I've done that, I'm like, okay, great. What else can I eat? I'm so hungry. Wow, I'm still so hungry. That wasn't enough food. Even though it was like a whole big bowl of vegetables and rice and protein. So slowing down to chew, to be with our food, to be with the senses, to be satiated with all of the flavors and textures that are really in each bite can support us feeling full, feeling enough. And yet, it's so easy to just want to skip through that, to rush through that, and feel like we constantly need more. And this example can translate into probably every area of our life. When we think about receiving gifts, if we're not fully receiving them, we're always like, oh, okay, next. Oh, yeah, that was a cool toy. Okay, next. Oh, yeah, I really like that dress the one time I wore it. And then like, eh, okay, I'm kind of done with it. Next, right? We do that with maybe even people in our lives, like dating or jobs. It's like, oh, okay, I've been here a year. All right, next. So one of the ways that has helped me practice exploring enoughness in a world that is telling me more and more and more is this practice that I share with Center in the City members, and I'll share it in the link in the show notes if you'd like to check it out. It's a practice I learned by Dr. Rick Hansen called Receiving the Good. And he shares this as a resiliency tool, a way that we can start to train our brain to look for what's good, what's right, what's working. But I also think it's really powerful, and also this practice of enough, feeling content, feeling fulfilled with just what is here instead of striving for constantly more, 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 more. So as a reminder, striving is not bad. It's great to be ambitious. It's great to be driven. Most of my clients are. I am. And yet I can see the toxic and unhelpful pieces of it where they actually hold me back from being happy because I am in this mindset of everything not being enough, including myself. And when I get trapped in that, that is where like, oof, life just can spin out of control. And I can find myself on unhelpful patterns and ways of operating that aren't serving myself or anybody else. So this is where we get to come back to this practice of enoughness, of receiving the good of this moment, so that we're gently meeting those inner urges and impulses that feel like we need more. And again, those urges and impulses of where you're feeling you need more come from each individual's history, conditioning, stories, beliefs. So it's not just one size fits all. But I'd really welcome you to get clear on, huh, why do I feel like I need more? Do I actually, from a place of security, safety, do I need it because I think it is here to give me meaning, or I'm bored, or I'm looking for connection in this way? So getting clear on the underlying places where these urges are coming from will change your life and will change your relationship to the things and time and your energy. I'm going to give you another example. Last night, I made a stir fry, some leftover pork and vegetables and quinoa, and I asked my husband if he would serve it up. And so he served us a bowl for me, a bowl for him, and brought it to the table. And I noticed right away, my first thought looking at the bowl was, he has more broccoli than I do. And I noticed this conversation of, I don't have enough broccoli. And I smiled as I noticed it. And I took a pause and just looked at this bowl and said, there's enough here. May I receive this? There is enough here. And received it with gratitude. I looked at my mind and I said, it's okay that you want more broccoli. Like just noticing that. And can I pause and also be content with what's here? So I'll pause here and just let all of these insights just settle in our bodies in this moment. And I really welcome you to check out the receiving the good exercise in the show notes. As always, I would love to hear from you. I'd love to hear what's resonating, what dots or insights are connecting for you, what other questions start to arise for you. Let's continue this conversation, and may we lovingly explore this question around enough, and let these insights help us make more intentional choices in our lives. Have a friend who you think would love this episode or want to have a juicy conversation with them about this topic of enoughness. Send this episode to one of your besties and let's support each other, bringing more mindfulness into our everyday life. Thanks so much for being here. You know, it means the world to me to be able to enter your ears, your heart, and your mind. And until next time, stay centered.